Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9490. We've got a lot to get to today. On a football Friday, game for us Monday night. Week 10 started last night. One of the ugliest football games I've ever seen.
It went well for me. That was a good game.
But you didn't bet the money line.
No, I didn't, but there was a close game.
You did bet the money line on the Raiders.
So if you bet the spread, then you could celebrate it being a close game. Because
I can celebrate either or.
If you like celebrate losing.
I do, but I was close. It was a good game, though.
It was a bad game. I took the spread and the money line.
I actually lost money because I faded Douglas last night.
Yeah.
I lost.
The spread was a lock.
That's what I'm trying to talk about.
Raiders to cover was a lock.
Yeah.
It was an ugly football game. We got week 10 started last night. We got, of course, our game Monday night. And we got some new faces that could be out there. We'll see how much these guys play, some of the new ones. I expect Jalen Phillips to be part of this pass rush rotation. We'll see Jair Alexander if he is or not. But we heard from those guys yesterday. Let's start with Jair. Jair Alexander talking yesterday about being an Eagle. And I didn't realize this about him, but he has some ties here to the beginning of his life in Philadelphia. Here's Jair Alexander.
I think we're on different things. Yeah, we're on.
Well, okay, sorry.
We're not on the right page here.
Sorry, my fault. He did speak yesterday about he was born here, and I didn't know that. Okay. So Jair Alexander from Philadelphia. Let's also hear him talking about whatever he wanted to talk about.
Why do you think in Baltimore things didn't seem to work out in terms of you getting on the field?
Well, I think they just had some guys they wanted to play, some younger guys, but I'm excited about this opportunity here.
So it wasn't a physical thing. You feel like ready to go and get out?
Oh,
there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That was on me. I had the wrong. But that was hearing him talk about it not being a physical thing. That's a good thing, right? Like, if earlier in this season, Hugh, he was talking about how it was something with his back or something with his leg, then I'd wonder, is he healthy? Him saying it wasn't a physical thing, that gives me some hope that maybe he gets here, different system, Christian Parker with him. He can get on the field and help this football team. So Jair Alexander speaking yesterday. Also him talking about A.J. Brown here, because A.J. Brown and he, that was a big battle last year when they faced off early in the season in Brazil. Here's Jair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been cool. When I seen A.J., I came up and I hugged him and I said, we're not in Brazil anymore, So it was cool, man. He laughed about it. And, all those guys are cool, man. It's a respect thing, that's all.
Of all of the players they brought in, he's the one that, to me, is the most like the wild card, right? Like, I feel like I have a good sense, Hugh, of what Michael Carter could be when he gets in the field. He's a good nickel corner. We're going to hear from Jalen Phillips in a second here. He's a good pass rusher when he's healthy. I have no idea what they're getting out of Jair Alexander. If you tell me, like John Rich did the other day, that they really have a diamond in the rough, I could squint and hope and believe it. We saw this a
few. John believes it.
John wholeheartedly believes that. I mean, a few years ago, they brought James Bradbury in, and he was on a downturn in his career, and he came here and he played really well for a season. So, I mean, that could happen. Also, Hugh, it is fair to point out, Baltimore needed help on defense. They weren't good on defense, and they wouldn't dress him.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. I know the defense was a little different, but you can't deny that, a team that needs defensive help, that you let a defensive player go. So there's that. But hopefully hope springs eternal. You know, coming here, being around this organization, being around these guys, hopefully that kind of rejuvenates him a little bit. And he can get going, because that's what we're talking about, because we need some help in the secondary.
Well, and there's an opportunity here, clearly.
Yeah,
and you could
definitely.
You could just feel it listening to these guys yesterday, and whenever a player comes here from a different team, they're like rejuvenated when they get to the Eagles. It's you know, they go from a situation that wasn't working out for them, and then they get here. I mean, listen to Jalen Phillips yesterday. I mean, this is as strong as a statement as you can make about getting to a better situation. Here is the Eagles' new edge rusher, Jalen Phillips.
I know that you said you were so excited to be here, and it's only been a short amount of time, but how have you been getting acclimated in the very short time that you've been here so far?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was excited day one. I mean, talk to me now. Like, this is literally the greatest thing that's happened to me in my whole life, probably. But it's just awesome. I mean, the guys are awesome. Everybody's been super welcoming. I love the environment here. I love the vibe here. The city of Philly's, you know, giving me a very warm welcome. I got about 20 times the amount of Instagram likes that I ever got on the post before from the Philly fans. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, it's been great so far. Getting out there practicing. I love the weather here. I love the locker room.
Like, call five awesome. On that one.
What do you mean?
He lying.
He's not lying. He loves
about
it
the
here.
Weather. He don't love the weather here, man. Where you from?
He's from Southern California.
Oh, he definitely lying.
You know, some people like temperate climate. Some people like the different seasons.
Man,
I like the weather here.
Listen, he's everything else I agree with. Philly's a great place to be. Brother, you grew up in L.A.
Yeah.
You went to Miami. You don't know what it's like to be in inclement weather.
Well,
stop that.
Do you think everyone that lives in Arizona loves the weather?
Yes.
No. Look, Rod Lakin ran away from Arizona to come here.
You know what? Deep down inside, Blue Jeans Lake and misses Arizona. That's the same man.
Well, it was maybe because it's
wave.
Home.
And a heat wave he had on Blue Jeans.
He did have on Blue Jeans and a heat wave.
That's a good point. He's not listening.
Well, he is, yeah.
He loves Arizona.
I don't think everybody automatically prefers the weather in the place that they live.
Listen, let me tell you.
I agree.
Here's the truism. Philly's a great place to play. Philly's a great place to live. Mm-hmm. But you ain't about to sit up here and tell me that you would rather be in Philly than Miami, because that's kind of what he's saying. I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the plan.
You're
I know
saying
it's different.
That because you wouldn't.
Yeah. Why are you calling our new pastor
a liar?
I ain't calling him a liar.
He's
misremembering. I don't believe that.
He's misremembering
maybe
what
he
weather
likes
feels
cool
like.
Weather.
Man, listen.
Maybe he's tired
Have
of
you
the hot.
He
Miami?
Just forgot about weather.
I've never been to Miami. I've been to Florida many times. Not Miami.
Have you ever been to Miami? You been there?
Yes.
As a single man.
Yes.
Miami's different.
But that's nothing to do with the weather.
Yes, it does.
What are you talking about?
They run around looking like that every day on a regular.
No, but that's
on a regular.
Right.
You get Lululemons and Eagles jerseys up here in
sure.
Philadelphia, Philly. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not complaining.
Wow.
But I'm just saying. It's Miami.
Are you Charles Barkley-ing the Philadelphia
I
Lemons?
I am not.
Like there he did some, with the San Antonio
Lemons? This is worse than Ryan Clarkin for some people.
There are some beautiful women here in Philadelphia. They are just harder to find. That's a fact. In Miami,
you're
going to get roasted for that one.
You can bump your head in Miami and find you get whiplash in Miami.
Yeah, but I don't think.
I think it depends on your type, man. When I think of Miami
my type is women.
Maybe a little dirty down there.
That has a lot of
validity, and you know it.
He's probably right on this.
I'm going to go ahead and leave that one alone.
You probably should.
You're probably going to leave this
he
one
also
alone.
May have
you
just been,
you took it there.
He also
dropped the fries in the bag, Carl.
He also may have just been talking about the weather that he feels. Maybe he likes hoodie season, man.
Tell me things about booty shorts, you.
Yeah, maybe he's not tired of the heat.
Are you? Okay, fine. I'll relent. I'll back off on this one.
I'm just saying, the guy said it's the best day of his life, and you come in here and like, nah, it's not really.
He's a liar!
Just because the women aren't wearing less clothes here. I mean, come on.
It's Miami. Where do we go every March? We're in Clearwater.
Right, because that's where they do spring training.
Yeah, because it's nice, and it's nice.
Sure. Some people like.
Where all the old people go when they leave here? They go to Miami.
It's because they can't feel their fingers and toes anymore. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, let me get some phone calls.
Is it disrespectful the Eagles are underdogs on Monday night? I don't believe so. Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we got to tell you about a prize we have to give away here coming up on December 3rd. Terrence in Springfield up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, yo, Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
Guys, it's absolutely, definitely... Dude, we're being disrespected, guys.
Are you on speaker, Terrence?
you hear me?
Sound like you're on the toilet.
Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, sound like you're in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom?
No, I got done brushing my teeth, but.
So you're in the bathroom. Well, you don't brush your teeth in the front room.
I don't care how you slice it. It's disrespectful. The Packers have had more bad games than us, and it's pretty much politics at this time that we're being put as an underdog. These guys have a tie. I mean, they tied the Cowgirls to a 40-40 tie.
They did.
Guys, they lost to the Browns. They lost to the Carolina Panthers, who are trash. We have one bad loss to the Giants. The loss to the Broncos is pretty respectable. You guys are 8-2. They might win ugly games, but they have a good defense. And, guys, the last 3 years, the Eagles have started slow in their offense, and they have started slow in their scheme and their identity. So it's disrespect, guys. We're the champs. Remember the last time that the Chiefs were not favorite coming off a Super Bowl year last year? They weren't underdogs in any of those games, I don't believe. The Packers are frauds, guys. They do this every year. Jordan Love is a regular season front runner. We're trending upward, I believe, and we're the better team. We're the champions, and this is our toughest part, the meat of our schedule. And we're going to make an example of these guys, I believe, on Monday. We got some hungry guys in here that want to play, I believe. And this time around, guys, we talk about stats and disrespect. Nick Sirianni is 4-0 coming off the bye week since he's been in Philadelphia.
That's a good point, Terrence. Yeah. The books are disrespecting Monday, Sirianni specifically. I like this.
And I believe Monday we go 5-0, Joe, because Love folds under pressure. I predict this D-line will get 5 sacks. Zaire Alexander will get a pick. And Jalen Phillips is going to have a good game in this game like he never left.
I love it, Terrence, man. Good phone call. We appreciate it. Brushing his teeth to start the call.
Yeah. Are we sure he was brushing his teeth?
Thing he was dropping the,
was he dropping the kids off?
Oh, boy.
At the pool. Oh, no.
Well, we take every call, but maybe...
He tried to speed you past that.
We're off to a roaring start.
Yeah, we are. I mean,
but it is Friday.
Hugh calling Jalen Phillips a liar. And
I didn't call him a liar.
You did. I mean, you basically did. Disrespecting women around here.
Yep, and I'm not disrespecting the women.
Well, you did. You did.
They know what
we all heard what you said.
You prefer swamp asses all.
It's
what he does.
It was more disrespectful what Hugh said today than the Packers Eagles line. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
The women here, they're few and far between.
I don't think you're looking in the right places. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Ask the young guys over here. We got some young. We got Max over there. Ask Max. He's been in Miami. he know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's pause the whole show, but let's go ask Max.
I'm just saying, it's just different. Yeah. I ain't saying they're not attractive here. just that they are
different in a variety of ways.
All right, so that's your opinion. But maybe Jalen Phillips has different tastes than you.
I'm just saying.
Is that possible?
He said it's different in Miami.
I'm glad we paused to get Max's truck. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, and we probably need a little pause here, we have ourselves a 4-pack of tickets here to give away.
Kind of messed up we ain't doing Hughes Clues.
Well, no, actually, all right, so officially Hughes Clues is in suspension for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put it on the shelf. And it's your fault.
I don't know why. I give fire clues. Mm.
Because we appreciate our audience and we know what you did to them the other day. So Hughes Clues will come back very shortly here, but it needed the rest of the week off. We told it to go home. Hughes Clues, take a break. So today we have a 4-pack of tickets to join us to go see the Flyers Sabres December 3rd. 7:30 p.m. is the puck drop. Flyers playing well, by the way. Another
yes,
win
they
last
are. They
night.
Got one. Yeah, yeah. What's
Nashville?
7-5-1? 7-5-1?
Is that the record? It's probably
like, 8-5-1. 8-5-1.
Don't shortchange the Flyers.
Not,
the way you're shortchanging women around here. Come on. All right. We have the 4-pack of tickets. It is a Friday. Let's do a little Tri-Day Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so before we kind of get into Tri-Day and what we're looking for today, we probably should talk about this story a little bit. Hugh, you've been on this. We've been talking about this for a few weeks. That continues to happen. Jaylen Brown, right, the star wing for the Boston Celtics. Good player, excellent player, right? But this year hasn't been about his play, has it? It's been
it's been about that Beijing.
So how is the best way to explain it? He's like kind of spraying on a hairline?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Trey Thomas about that. Because Trey doesn't spray on his hairline. But Trey Thomas likes to use the Beijing to kind of darken his beard up a little bit.
So, but in these games, when Jaylen Brown is driving the lane and then his head
kind of... That's a spray on hairline.
It kind of goes up against the opponent's jersey. You could see it, it comes off a little bit on the jersey.
Well, I've never used it before myself.
Yeah.
But... what it is, it helps color your hairline, and it makes it like a lot of barbers do it. I remember, I don't know if barbers in Philly do it now,
right?
But I remember a lot of barbers did it back in the day.
All right.
I haven't been to a barber, but they basically it makes your hairline crispy.
Yeah, but
like I'm bald, right?
Right.
But if I go to the doctor, but if I go to the barber. He'll spray it on, and then he'll give me a hairline.
See, the problem is if you start sweating like when you're playing basketball, it's
a bad look.
It rubs off or drips or whatever.
I do like the fact that he's leaned into it, though. He's having fun with it because the first time he did it, he left. I forgot who it was, but he left the big old mark on his shirt.
His jersey, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, what you doing? So now he's leaned into it.
So this
which seems admissible as evidence, by the way, if they're reviewing a charging call.
I agree. Well,
you're leaving DNA.
Your hairline's on the guy's jersey. That's a charge. All right, so for Tri-Day today, here's what we're looking for. A trend or a fad, it could be something more current or in the past that you are embarrassed to say you once participated in. You have any of those, Hugh? A trend, a fad in the moment over the years.
Okay,
that,
I got one. I just thought about it.
I have one too, so you go first.
It was called a shag. We called it a shag. Call it a mullet.
Oh, you had one?
Yeah. None. But you know what I'm talking about.
They're
and
somewhere.
They tried to bring that back where it's like short in the front, but it's long in the back. Yeah, what they call it? Business in the front, party in the back?
Yeah,
had a shag. That was horrible.
Is
now
this
that
the
I think
90s?
On it. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was horrible. Mine comes from the 90s.
And I had a Jerry curl too. Had a Jerry curl.
Can we get the photographs?
We need these photos.
Can we get the photos?
Nope. Nope.
Well, we got to talk to someone to get the photos. All right, so mine also goes back to the 90s, and that's, I was a teenager then, right? And that's when, the really baggy clothes were in, baggy jeans. Like six other people could have fit in these pants with me that I wore. It really was.
I remember that. Cross Colors era.
Yeah.
Was that you?
It was a joke, whatever. Whatever the brands were, I wore them. Like, the really, really ridiculous baggy jeans. And I was not a big person.
I remember.
I looked so stupid.
Do you remember the penny loafers where they actually put pennies in them?
Yeah.
That was before y'all time.
Yeah.
That was.
That's because you're older.
Yeah, I'm older. Yeah. Let me go ahead and be quiet.
What do you got, Kyle?
I was huge on the Backstreet Boys when I was a kid.
Oh.
So
I don't find that embarrassing.
What? No, but what I did was I used to color the front of my hair blonde.
No, you the bleach. Yeah.
So I'm just sun in. So you put the stuff in your hair, and then in the summertime, my parents wouldn't let me wear it to school. So it had to be a summertime thing.
Not surprised that Mr. Quinn would allow that at school.
And so in the summer,
Mr.
I would.
Mr. Quinn don't feel like he with all that foolishness.
Mm-hmm. No. So I'd put the stuff in the front of my hair, and then I guess the sun would hit it and it would bleach.
Oh.
Yeah. So I used to have the front. part. He's okay.
You, were you killing him with the blonde frosted
tips? Yeah, man.
Tips.
I was basically a Backstreet.
Yeah, player. I'm sure. Yeah. All right. So those are pretty bad ones. All right. 215-592-9494. A trend or a fad you're embarrassed to say you participated in. Best answer we get today, or worst, depending on how we view it. We'll win the 4-pack of tickets to go to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd. Are the Eagles being disrespected? Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Oh, Dream Team. How y'all doing?
Hey, Will. What's up?
Oh, man, listen, man, that's total disrespect, man, that we the underdog. But guess what? I love being an underdog, man, because it makes the victory so much better, man. You know, I really believe, like I said, they just going – Jalen just going to have to get that ball out a little faster. His timing got to be all on. And I, like I said, man, I've been preaching it all week. AJ, baby, we need you, homie. Listen, get your ego out the way, man. And let your talent show, man. All you got to do is get open. Jalen going to get you the ball, man. Just get open. You know what I mean? Because Skinny Batman, Dotson, them dudes don't complain. You know what they do? They get open. And they get the ball, man. So all we need you to do is fall in line. And the rest of the team going to do what they got to do to continue to win, man. I keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying this also. We checking the list off. Certain teams are circled. And that's for Jalen. You dig what I'm saying? Mm. And we're going to go and come through like we're supposed to. And I'm going to give you my answer.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
All right, now, back in the day, you know, Big Daddy Kane had the cuts in his eyebrow. So I did the cuts in the eyebrow, but also they had, you know, back then, the South had it on lock, like the videos and everything. So they had the gold grills. So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I put the aluminum foil in my mouth to make little grills or whatever. Gangsta grills.
Oh, man. Will, I like this one. A little aluminum foil on your teeth. I mean, who has it? Will, I appreciate
it. Yeah, everybody kind of did that.
You did aluminum foil on the teeth?
Yeah. You know what? I remember, like, when growing up in Ohio, I used to think it was not so much now, but attractive when girls had gold teeth in their mouth. Not so much. That little front gold, like right there.
You changed your taste on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bad look.
Yeah. Was it real gold or aluminum foil?
No, they had the real gold. Yeah. Like, because if you don't you do the real gold, it gets tarnished.
Do you ever do some sort of gold?
No. I tried to, but my dentist wouldn't let me.
Wow, you're at the dentist.
Yeah, I'm at the dentist so much. I said, there's a trend now where they have, what's it called, diamond cut teeth.
Okay.
And she won't do it. She's like, what are you talking about? You're being ridiculous. But I want diamond cut teeth. They look like diamonds when they're in your mouth. They're veneers. They look like diamonds.
Yeah, you know it's ridiculous when the dentist is like, come on, man.
Yeah, she was like, come on, Hugh. You know, she said no. Like, she was my mother.
You got
she looked
told
at me and said, no.
By your dentist. That's a tough scene. Matt in Drexel Hill. What's up, Matt? Matt.
Hello?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. What's up?
Matt, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Good. I think the oddsmakers have the line actually completely on point. You know, they're saying the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay -2.5. So they're giving a little edge to the home team, but that's pretty much saying that the game's even in their mind.
Yep.
They're giving a little lean to the home team. So that being said, I like Eagles +3.5 and go to Vegas, but That other to address Hugh's comments on the women that live in the area, I think we have some of the most beautiful women in the country in our area. Addressing that, I am going to Columbia this weekend, and I will be representing the Philadelphia Eagles fan base there, and I'll let you know how that goes. I'd like to diversify my culture. But definitely, I think the odds makers have it right. I say lean. The lean is the Eagles' money line, and the bet is the Eagles +3.5.
There we go, man. And I agree with you. I think the line is right. Now, again, the Eagles could clearly go win the game, and I think they have a great chance to win it, but I don't see the disrespect there that people see in this. All right, Matt, what do you got for us? What is the trend you participated in and now you're embarrassed about?
Well, there was a trend going on. I remember it was definitely not going in Maddie's direction when my friends met me at my spot, and we were going to go down into Philly and watch the fireworks. But I had on capri pants for like a thing for a second. And I had these capri pants on. And I remember I thought they felt nice. Like, I liked the breeze and everything. And when my boys came over, the smiles and, you know, the ridiculousness on their face was just, they were embarrassed.
Yeah, well, your friends will check you. If you try to do something new, like with your look, and it's not a good one, your friends will check you pretty fast on that.
Yeah, they checked me pretty fast on that. Alice, we had a good time in the city, the fireworks. But yeah, Capri pants, I mean, they're so stupid. They're ridiculous now. But it felt nice at the time. I mean, that's what I like, you know. And plus, I think the drinking, having a few cocktails, I didn't really worry about what I had on too much.
Yeah, of course not.
That was the other outcome. But no, Eagles, they have it right this week with the Eagles in Green Bay. I definitely don't feel disrespected by that. And another thing is, I will keep a lookout for that kid, man. I was watching the Dolphins game, and I saw this young man. He looked really good, and his last name's Phillips. And next thing you know, the Eagles got him. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, our fan base should look out for this guy. When he's healthy, he's something special.
Oh, man, I agree. He's a real player. I mean, a couple of years ago, before the injuries really started, Matt, good phone call, and we'll get you in the mix for the prize. He looked like he was going to be a star. 6.5 sacks, yeah. Then he got hurt that year. What do we think about the Capri Pants admission there? Now, the issue with Capri Pants currently is two active NFL head coaches, including your guy. Yeah.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean.
But they're like smaller guys.
Mike McDaniel and Aaron. Do you think it's a coincidence that Mike McDaniel and Aaron Glenn can't win games and yet they're wearing Capri Pants? You can't go to the podium with a loss in Capri Pants.
I can't wear Capri Pants. That would be a no-no.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. I got too much ass and thighs for that.
All right. Aaron's your guy. So remove him just in general, though, Hugh. Do you think an NFL coach can lead a locker room in Capri Pants?
Well, I'll tell you this. Sean McVay, he came out and he wore the skinny jeans. He was one of the skinny jeans coaches.
He is. He's more of like a tight pants guy.
Yeah. He's a tight pants wearer, and it worked out well for him.
But
I think
capris, though?
I can't wear capris. So I can't. You can wear capris.
No, I'm not going.
You and Kyle could get some capris.
No, I'm just saying.
Capris.
Mike McDaniel sitting there in capris looks ridiculous. I mean, he loses every game he coaches, and he's wearing capris.
Mike McDaniel looks like he shouldn't have went to Miami.
Yeah, he needs to get out of Miami.
Yeah, he needs to get out of Miami. They're going to get him out of there soon enough.
Sure, they sure are. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Eagles, 2.5-point dogs Monday night. Is the line disrespectful? I don't think so. Hugh and Kyle feel like it is to the Eagles. All right, your phone calls here. Best answer we get today on Tri-Day Friday to an embarrassing trend you participated in, and you're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Now, what is the best answer we get? Gets the 4-pack of tickets to go to the game with us. Plus, A.J. Brown spoke yesterday for the first time since the trade deadline. Well, you hear what A.J. said next about all those rumors. It is the Midday Show. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.